Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person who are transferring?
Hi, sure. It is David McDonald.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
You both have a good day.
Hello, David.
Thank you, too, ma'am. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm happy to hear that. My name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean, can I ask you a question? I just signed documents, so am I going through another questionnaire?
Oh, you spoke to someone already?
Yeah, I just spoke to her. She just transferred me to you,
so
I just signed a document.
The documents that you signed is basically kind of like an agreement saying that we can speak to you on the phone. It's just to transfer you to us.
Okay, I thought that she questioned what she said. She just said you just finished it and that's it. All right, okay. She's just very dumb.
Yeah, so those documents, so that basically gives permission for them to transfer you over to us so we can see if you meet the criteria to participate, things like that. But she's not an attorney. She's just, I guess you would call her a I don't even know, what would you call her? Transfer specialist?
Paralegal? I'm just curious because she just asked me the questions and she had me sign the documents and then like, okay, now I'm going through again. I'm like, so is there more documents after I get done talking to you this morning again?
So what we do here on the phone, so I would be your intake specialist. So I'm more in depth, seeing if you meet the criteria and generating documents for you to sign if you do meet the criteria, and then your information goes straight to the attorneys, and the attorneys contact you to verify what me and you go over the phone, and then they start working on your case.
Mm-hmm.
But super quick.
Okay, no, I'm just because you know I'm paying attention. It's like, you know, she asked me my last report, my social security, last report, my social security, I signed stuff. She asked my address and all that. And I'm like, okay. Then she asked me questions about the round. I'm being cautious for myself because, you know, nowadays you get scammed. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand. So she's technically considered like our lead generator. They basically confirm that when they transfer you over to us, they basically kind of confirm that they can transfer you over to us, in the sense of, you know, knowing that you could, like, 99% sure you meet the criteria. Does that make sense?
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Okay,
but I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. A lot of these questions are a little bit repetitive, so please bear with me. With that being said, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I don't have attorneys. No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah, I consent to that, yeah.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Thank you. I'm better. I have my good days. I have my bad days. But, you know, it's part of life. But I'm doing all right today.
No, I understand. I hope it's
nothing
to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your empathy. That's really sweet of you.
Of course. Again, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
B-cell non-Hodgkin's, the B-cell type.
Is it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah, it was the lymphoma in my noise. It's in my neck.
Okay. So was it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, B-cell lymphoma, yeah.
Okay. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I had that one time diagnosed. That's it, when the doctor did it.
Okay. And then I'm just confirming you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the date that you were diagnosed?
The date or the year? You want the exact everything, the year, date, whatever?
Exactly.
May 10th. May 10th, 2020.
Okay. And then where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
Home.
And then what is the address of where you used it?
Oh, the address I used it at? I used it at 291 Pine Street.
And what city is this?
Atlanta, Georgia now.
Atlanta, Georgia. And then is this your current address as well or no?
No, it's not my current address now.
Okay. So I have 291 Pine Street Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30313.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Ma'am. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
And then how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
52, ma'am.
Okay. And then how many years, if you had to estimate, how many years have you sprayed Roundup for? If you have to give me an exact number.
11 years, ma'am.
Okay. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone. A landline? That's then, very, very few people got them.
Yeah, they are pretty specific with the intake. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then the...
Oh, that's right. You're a landline. I can tell you about that because you're at work and have a landline. I'm sorry because, you know, when you say landline and you're at home, it's like, no. Okay, go ahead.
You'd be surprised. People still use landlines.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I said it's very few because my father still has a landline phone. He has a cell phone and a landline phone.
Okay. Okay, so the following questions are going to be yes or no's. They're going to be based off your past and present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. And have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. And then do you have a family cancer or a family history of cancer?
Who?
Do you have a family history of cancer?
Was that last question? No. No.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and spell your first name for me?
David.
Okay. And your last name?
David, last name McDonald, McDonald.
Okay, is the D capitalized, the first one?
Yes, but David, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm.
Yes.
And then do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior, the second, anything like that?
No, that's it. No, just David McDonald.
Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Thank you. And then are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
1/31/1967.
And can I get your social?
561-45-6441.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
6'1", 180.
Okay, and your email?
DM9832414@gmail.com.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the phone number I have for you is 470-259-2136.
Yes.
Okay, is this your cell, your home, or both?
Cell number.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
What do you mean? The connection? When I went to the doctor, I saw my connection, and then I saw the commercial for the commercials.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And then what date did you first become aware that your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma may have been related to Roundup? if you had to estimate, like, roughly around a month and year?
2021, whenever the commercials were, because I didn't know, I wasn't aware of it until I saw it on TV or whatever. That,
okay. Was that around the time that you were diagnosed?
Yeah, around the time I was diagnosed, yes, ma'am.
All right, so roughly around May 10, 2021, or 2020, or 2021?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Which year, 2020 or 2021?
You know how I do it now. Yeah, I would say 2000, like the end of 2000 or to beginning of 2021, because you know, all of a sudden you see the commercial and like, oh, that's where that came from. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so roughly around January 1st, 2021, does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you had to estimate a number, how many times a year would you say that you used Roundup for?
A year?
Yeah, roughly how many times in a year?
I think about 50.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, 50.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, okay. I thought you could hear me.
Okay.
And oh, yeah, then, I can hear you.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Yes, I used it for one full year before I got diagnosed, yes.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
I started May.
May of what year?
2020.
That's when you started.
No, I'm sorry. I started February 2009. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I'm just.
You don't have to apologize. And then, approximately, when did you stop spraying Roundup?
February 2020. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay.
I was buying it at Home Depot. I didn't figure out to use some protective gear if you get something from Home Depot.
Yeah, no worries. And then I just want to confirm, you sprayed in the state of Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? I know you mentioned you used it residentially. Is that correct?
Yes, residentially. The area was
And then where did you apply it? Was it in the yard?
Yard, yes. Okay. I don't know how big the yard is, but yes.
No. No worries. Was it like the front and backyard, the side of the yard? What parts?
Front, backyard, side of the house, backyard, and all that stuff, yeah.
You said front and backyard, and where else?
On the side of the back, you know, the house, side of the house, you know, like okay. Backyard goes part to the side of the house.
Okay. Alrighty, and then what was your exposure? Would you say occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. Did you spray around it yourself?
Yes, I sprayed it myself, ma'am, yes.
Okay. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying it at home for the first time?
Yeah, spraying it at home for the first time.
Okay. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yeah, every time, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to put a number on it?
Excuse my cursing.
No, you're fine. No worries.
I ain't know. Yeah, I'm talking. I can't really be. More than 200.
Okay.
From 2009 to 2020. Huh?
So at least 200?
We say, man?
At least 200.
Something like that, about 200. Probably, at least 200, because I wasn't really counting how often, you know?
No worries. So your guesstimate would be 200?
Yeah, 200. You can say 250. Say 250, because
okay.
You know, like the weather depends on that, and like it's like how the weather's warm now to kill the weeds. So okay. It's like, all right,
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No, I hope the city ain't got no well water.
And then have you ever been exposed
no,
to
No, I don't get
the
water from
the
well. Excuse me?
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or premix?
Concentrate now.
Okay. And do you remember what store where you purchased the Roundup?
Home Depot, ma'am.
Home Depot. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases, or do you have any Roundup in your possession? Yes or no?
Yes, I have to find them, but yes, I do.
You have the receipts or the Roundup?
Yes, the receipts.
The receipts.
And I think I do have some bottles of Roundup, but yeah.
Okay, you're 100% sure you have Roundup in your possession and receipts of your purchases?
No, I have receipts. Yeah, receipts of the purchases, yes.
So receipts 100%, Roundup in your possession, are you unsure?
I'm unsure on that part, but
okay.
I got to look because, you know, my little storage shit and all that.
Okay, so I'm going to put no for that for now, just because if you do find anything, you can let the attorneys. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, okay.
If you're unsure, I'm just going to put no for now, just because when you speak to the attorneys, you can let them know if you find anything. That way it can help your case. But if you don't know for sure, I wouldn't suggest putting yes, because it's kind of like an expectation that you have to have it. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. But again, so if you do have receipts or proof of purchase, pictures, anything like that, the attorneys do ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it, because it will only help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So yes for receipts, no for Roundup in your possession, correct? Just want to confirm.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm unsure, but if you can just say, let the attorney know and just take pictures. I understand. Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so the next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
What was that question again?
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you
ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get the name of your current, or the company name of your current employer?
I work for IPIC.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Capital I, capital P, capital H, capital C, IPIC Theaters. And right now I'm on leave right now because I'm just sick.
Okay, you said capital I, capital P, capital H, capital C? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where is this located? What city?
Atlanta.
Is this the International Pentecostal Holiness Church?
No, it's a theater, man.
Okay, can you spell that for me one more time?
IPIC. Wait a minute, hold on, let me look it up.
Okay. I put IPHC.
No, IPIC Theater, hold up.
Okay, IPIC Theaters, I found it.
I'll look it up.
I found it.
Yeah, IPIC Theater.
Okay, and that is located at 1197 Peachtree Street in Northeast Suite 350. Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30361, is that correct? David, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Okay, and then what is your job title there?
cook, ma'am.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You're cutting out.
A chef.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what were the dates that you were unable to work due to treatment?
Just a second. It was November. May to November, May 21st, 2020 to November 21st, 2020.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, please?
Dr. Louis Garrett. Louis Garrett, G-A-R-R-O-T. I think I pronounced his last name wrong. His first name is Louis.
Dr. Louis C. Garrett in Marietta, Georgia?
Garrett.
Marietta, Georgia, I'm sorry.
Marietta, Georgia, yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Is this the same doctor?
He's in Grady Memorial. Now, if he got another place, I don't know.
Okay, is this the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay,
and you were diagnosed
and treated at Grady Memorial, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a phone number for your doctor or no?
No.
Okay, no worries. And you said Grady Memorial Hospital, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just writing that down. And the address I have is 80 Jesse Hill Drive, Southeast, in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30303. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. And then the phone number that I have for your doctor is 770-590-8311. Is that correct?
That should be it, yes.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. I just have a couple more questions for you. What date would you say that you started your treatment?
I started May. My chemotherapy started May 21st, 2020.
Okay. And then what treatment did you receive? Was it just chemotherapy?
Injection chemotherapy.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
411 McPhee, FEE Street, apartment 205, Northwest, apartment 205, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30313. Atlanta, Georgia, I'm sorry if I didn't say that.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to Google search it. All right, can you spell the street name for me, please? One more time.
MCAFEE Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, apartment 205, zip code 30313.
Well, then don't do that.
You will walk?
Yeah, because I haven't drove the car since yesterday.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Emergency contact lives with me.
Lives with you, okay. Mm-hmm. And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
My sister.
Okay. And what is your sister's phone number?
What's your number?
404-554-5627.
404. Mm-hmm. What's the
first name? 554-5627.
554. What's the last one?
5627. Okay. And then can you spell her first name for me, please?
T-A-M-M-I-E.
Tammy?
Yes.
And her last name?
McDonald.
Okay. Same as yours?
Yes.
And then one last question for you. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I have my good days and my bad days. There's times that I can't work. There's times I can work. There's times I'd be very tired. I used to be very active. There's times that, like, I can't play sport. Times, like, I go for a walk, I still have trouble breathing, nice and all that. And that's basically it. And then times, you know, the mental state, the me having the cancer, you know, even though it's in remission, it still bothers me.
No, I understand. I'm really, really happy that you're still with us, and I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Of course.
Are you a paralegal?
Legally, no. But
are you paralegal?
No. I'm an intake specialist. It's pretty similar, kind of, to what a paralegal does. But no, I'm not a paralegal.
If you were an attorney, you got a heart. If you were an attorney, you have some empathy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do is I'm gonna review the information with you. Just to make sure everything we have is correct. If I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around May 10, 2020. You sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 291 Pine Street, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30313. You sprayed Roundup for 11 years. Yes. I have your first name as David, D-A-V-I-D, last name McDonald, capital M, lowercase c, capital D, lowercase O-N-A-L-D. I have your social as 561-456-441, and I have your date of birth as January 31st, 1967. I have your height as 6'1", your weight as 180 pounds. I have your email D as in Dare, M as in Mary, 9832414@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 470-259-2136. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around February 1st, 2009, and the date that you stopped roughly around February 1st, 2020. You sprayed residentially, front and backyard, side of the house in the state of Georgia. You were directly exposed. You sprayed it yourself, and you've had roughly around 250 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased a concentrate. You purchased it from Home Depot. You do have receipts of your Roundup purchases, but you're unsure of having any Roundup in your possession, so I put no for now. You're currently employed at IPIC Theaters. You are a chef there, and the address I have is 1197 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Suite 350 in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30361. You are a chef there. You lost time from work from May 21st, 2020 to about November 21st, 2020. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor is Dr. Lewis C. Garrett. He is located at Grady Memorial Hospital, and the address I have is 80 Jesse Hill Jr. Drive, Southeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30303. I have the phone number for your doctor as 770-590-8311. I have the date of your the date that you started treatment as May 21st, 2020. You received chemotherapy. I have your current address as 411 MCAFEE Street, Northwest, apartment 205 in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30313. And I have your emergency contact as your sister who lives with you. Her phone number is 404-554-5627. I have her first name as Tammy, spelled T as in tree, A as in apple, M as in Mary, M as in
no,
Mary.
No, Tammy. 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 C.
Tammy with a C?
C, yeah, C. Not Tammy. Tammy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have Cammy, spelled C as in cat, A as in apple, M as in Mary, I as in igloo, and E as in elephant. And I have her last name as McDonald, spelled mm-hmm. Capital M as in Mary, C as in cat. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
But no, I was coughing. Go ahead.
Okay. I have capital M as in Mary, lowercase C as in cat, capital D as in duck, lowercase O-N-A-L-D. Is this all correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The system is generating the documents right now. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text as well from my direct line. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be my main point of contact. The attorneys, okay. Once we receive these documents signed, the attorneys are going to contact you to verify your case with you. I would say about 5 to 10 business days, but as of right now, it's probably like within 24 hours. So just keep that in mind. So be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, but they roughly need about 5 minutes of your time to verify the case with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
You should have just received the text right now. It's going to say, well, we emailed and texted it to you. It might be easier to access through text. Do you see it?
Yes, sir. Sheree, that's your name?
Yes, that's me.
Hello?
Hey. Hi, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, I'm going to documents right now. I'm doing it right now.
Okay, perfect. It just needs a couple signatures from you. If you have any questions, let me know, okay?
I don't know. Like, you were the last one. You locked the door.
Did I lock the door?
Yes. Hold up. Hey, I'm just telling you. Just say this. The thing's lit up. The gas thing is lit and it's just on empty.
I'm
going to
put gas in it and it's a small.
Okay. All right. Let's see if you read the documents. Continue.
And
yeah.
And then, what's your date of birth?
You just don't. Why you go? You saw Marion on what? Going back towards to Optimus? Was it going towards Optimus? I'm just asking you. Because if we go that way, it's going to be short ways that way.
I just know to go like
Where Ormsby?
No, not that far. Like right here where
Salvation Army?
Even not even that far. Like going back on that same street, but like further back, like
going to the park?
No, like going on
You said Marietta Street. Who on there?
It's where the Muhammad is. And then you going towards Marietta Street before you said everything that you're going right down the street. Let's just say it, gas.
Hello, David. Do you have any questions regarding the documents?
No, I'm signing it right now.
Okay.
No, I'm signing it right now.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you that text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, once these documents are signed, the attorney should reach out to you roughly around 24 hours to 10 days from now. So just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So keep that in mind. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time and sharing everything with me on the phone. I know it's not easy. but I'm happy to hear that you're doing better. And if you need anything at all, once again, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know once those documents are signed.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I received it. Okay, perfect. Again, if you have any concerns, any questions, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Okay, David? I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much. You know what? You made it so easy for me to discuss this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one, okay?
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye. You too, bye.